from Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, will cloak and cover your skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." The scripture reading is one of the visions in the book of Ezekiel, a book from the prophets of the Hebrew scriptures. The prophets spoke at times of political uncertainty and exile, and they both criticized injustice and the misuse of power, warning of the consequences, and they also offered visions of hope and transformation. Luke Powery notes in his commentary that Ezekiel's vision responds to a crisis for the whole house of Israel, rather than just one for individuals. At this time, the people were in exile. And Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, which was the heart of their culture and their religion and their economy, had fallen. So the people of Israel could say, "Our hope is lost." And yet, in the midst of this, Ezekiel, the priest and prophet, is called upon to prophesy to these bones, to proclaim a life-giving word to this community. The words can feel a little bit too close right now. The crisis that we're experiencing is not just one that's individual, but it's shared by all of us, and not just here, but around the world. Each of us experiences it differently, but I imagine all of us in our own ways can respond to this story and to that feeling of being in that valley. Ezekiel is surrounded by signs of loss, of a suffering community. And he's invited to speak words that bring about life. I was thinking about Jesus spending time in the wilderness. This time of the church year is Lent, the time when we mark moving towards Holy Week and Easter. And often at In our church, we like skipping over the events of Holy Week, the time of Lent, and Good Friday, and just jumping right to Easter. To the Father, this year, we've been forced to spend time in Lent, to slow down and take that journey. So this Lent time is one that is marked by 40 days. 40 days that remember 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert alone. Where we, Jesus walked first, 40 days alone in the desert. What did he do with his time? How did he spend it? What was his purpose? And how do we, spending this desert time, catching glimpses of that valley that Ezekiel saw, how do we respond to that invitation to speak life-giving words? It's by recognizing, acknowledging what's happening and how we're feeling. How can you allow yourself to acknowledge your fears and loss? Ezekiel's first words are uncertain, yet in the midst of that uncertainty, he speaks God's prompting. And slowly, not instantly, but slowly, new life comes about. It's not all at once. Bones first, then sinews, and only at the very end, the breath of life. It might not have been very quick, but it was beyond what he could have expected. It's hard to say what God's life-giving breath might look like, and I don't think we're there yet. Instead, we're sitting in that valley, beside the dry bones of news stories. The dry bones of stories from family and friends and church family, and the ones that we're experiencing in our own lives. We're in that valley beside loss and uncertainty. And there, in that valley, like Jesus in the desert for 40 days, God is present with us. And Jesus sits beside us. In that loss and that uncertainty. Because in Ezekiel's vision, God's breath doesn't simply appear and make everything right. Instead, Ezekiel is told to speak, to call new life into being, to be a co-worker in bringing hope. And we're given that same invitation, that same purpose, to utter the words of hope and love that strengthen, encourage, and care. To share the acts of hope and love that prevent and protect and care. And right now, those acts are ones of distance. And those words are ones of connection. And we're doing this. You are doing this in how we're keeping apart. And how we're checking in on family, friends, and neighbors by phone, by email, by video call. And how you're finding routines and activities that allow you to care for yourself. How are you being a co-creator of hope? You already are. God does not leave us alone in the valley, but is here with us in our loss and in our uncertainty and in our work, our words and our actions for the good of all, despite all that we are around. God works through us.